The bottom line is your works are directly proportional, meaning as your works go up, your profit goes up. So as you have more works in your life, you will profit yourself and especially those around you more. And you won't have dead faith. I mean, who would want to have dead faith? So, I mean, look, folks, we talk to people all the time about how you are not, you know, you are not saved by your works. That's what everybody's hung up on in this whole world. They're all the same. There's only two religions in the world. I mean, it's not even creative when you think about it. There's only two religions in the whole world. There's the religion that you have to do these things to get yourself to heaven. You know, the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Catholics, the Pentecostals. You know, the poor Pentecostals, they're just living in fear constantly. You know, the devout Pentecostal and the devout Catholic are just trembling in fear. But they're all the same. Hinduism. You know, the devil's creative, but it's all the same game plan. It's justified by works. If I can get you to believe in your works and not the Lord Jesus Christ, I got you. That's the bottom line. Now, I'll often tell people about soul winning, you know, because you'll get a devout Catholic who's maybe an older person, and they'll say, you can't tell people that. You can't tell people. So you're saying you can just go do whatever you want? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And you're still going to go to heaven. You individually. But I'll often tell people, you know, it's silly to think that just because I am saved by faith and it has nothing to do with my works, it's silly to think that my works don't matter. Because guess what? I have three children. And if I live the life of a drunkard and the life of a wicked person, what are the odds that my children, when I open the Bible up to them when they're 5 years old or 6 years old and say, hey, son, let me show you what the Bible has to say. I will be a curse upon them. And you can read plenty of places in the Bible where fathers, mothers were curses upon generations of their families. So if I could make a choice, if somebody gave me a choice like, hey, your son, you have a choice. Your son's going to go to hell or you're going to go to hell. Pick one. I would much rather go to hell and take the place of that punishment for one of my children. I mean, who wouldn't make that choice? You know, what good man would not make that choice? But that's exactly what you could be doing when you're living a wicked life and you have no works and you have this dead faith. You're cursing your children. You're cursing those around you. You have no profit to them. Okay, look, let me close with this idea. You know, who do you profit in your life? As we start this new church,